This is Dr. Schumacher. Thanks for having a frog listener for Eileen Kaiser, K-A-I-S-E-R. Eileen is I-L-E-E-N. This is a redictation of a note done on May 16, 2022. It previously had a job number of 0516-145, but apparently it came back blank. Or at least we couldn't find it. In paragraph 2's complaint, Mrs. Kaiser was seen on May 16, 2022 for COPD, congestive heart failure, and atrial fibrillation. New paragraph history. Mrs. Kaiser gets short of breath in walking, period. It's not too bad at rest, period. However, she has to sit down after walking to her mailbox, period. She and her daughter are interested in the possibility of hospice or palliative care, but not instead of going to the hospital, period. She is becoming more short of breath, period. Since her last hospitalization, she can only get half of the way to the dining room, period. She would then need to sit down, and she can make it after sitting, period. Currently, she had no pain when seen, including chest pain, period. She has somewhat of a cough, but not severe, period. There are no med changes since the last visit, period. Her edema is about 2+, period. This line, I spoke with her daughter, who states that she changed since her previous hospitalization, period. She now uses oxygen all the time. Period. She has bad lungs because she once had a mycobacterium avian intracellular infection and developed bronchiectasis, period. There's been much more mucus in the lungs, period. She had seen a pulmonologist but stopped for now, period. She would not want to be treated for any major illnesses or go into the hospital, period. New paragraph, review assistance from her. Constitutional, no fever or chills. Eye, no complaints. ENT, no complaints. Respiratory, she gets short of breath easily. Cardiovascular, no chest pain. GI, no vomiting, vomiting or bleeding. GU, no dysuria or other complaints. Musculoskeletal, she's not acute arthralgia. She's nice, it's urea hematuria. No acute joint pain, no polyuria or polydipsia. Paragraph pathology, osteoarthritis, TIA, COPD, stroke, from which is mostly recovered, atrial fibrillation, hypothyroidism, glaucoma, anxiety, hypercholesterolemia, hypertension, breast cancer, osteoporosis. Examination, she was not severely distressed at rest, but gets short of breath easily, period. Blood pressure 100 over 64, pulse 57. Respiratory rate 16, O2 saturation 92%, temperature 97.2. Head and neck.
He's not your father,
Republican leader. He just looks like he is. Pupils are equal and reactive light. Eyelids and conjunctiva are normal. Extraocular wounds are intact. Use normal inspection. Hearing is diminished. Neck supple, no mass, no palpable fibromegaly. Lungs have diminished breath sounds without current wheezes. Cardiovascular. Normal S1, S2. No S3, no S4, no murmur. Edema is about 2+. Abdomen is soft, non-tenin, no gamma megaly. Musculoskeletal shoulder range of motion is normal. CNS pain lives are normal, sensation intact. Skin is intact, warm and dry without major lesions. New paragraph assessment and plan. 1. Mrs. Kaiser has COPD, which is quite severe, but she's also had bronchiectasis and significant pulmonary disease requiring oxygen, period. She's on oxygen and we'll continue to desonide plus Riva once daily, plus Theralent once or twice a day, period. 2, she has atrial fibrillation. I'll tell you, the ties on 40 milligrams daily plus metoprolol 25 milligrams twice a day, along with Eliquis 5 milligrams BID, period. 3, she has hypothyroidism, alternating levothyroxine, 100 micrograms daily, period. 4, she has remission edema. It's not clear if she's had heart failure, but she does benefit from Lasix 20 milligrams daily, period. 4, she can use anastrozole for breast cancer. 5, she remains on alendronate for osteoporosis, period. He's on. He's had atrial fibrillation and is on Eliquis, 5 milligrams BID for anticoagulation, and Lupride on her 240 milligrams daily for rate control, as well as Metoprolol 25 milligrams twice a day, period. I'll continue the current overall plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictated, end of dictation.
And just when I was thinking that all these signs from Netflix and CNN, the things were turning in that direction.